The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This doesn't come around every year.
While the impressive Louisiana State University victory over Clemson 42-25 doesn't happen every year, the national championship game of U.S. college football does. For LSU head coach Ed Orgeron, known simply as Coach O, the opportunity to play for the title in New Orleans, less than 120 kilometers from campus, was an early season inspiration.
When we saw that the national championship would be in the Superdome at the beginning of the year, we set off target on that. We felt that once we come in the Superdome, we come out victorious because of the home field advantage.
Clemson and LSU now share a rare college football distinction.
We were the first 15-0 team last year, and to see them do it, and they earned it. Simple as that.
This team is going to be mentioned as one of the greatest teams in college football history, 15-0. One of the greatest teams in LSU history, led by some of the greatest players. Give them all the credit.
Joe Burrow next heads to the National Football League. While the expected top draft choice will likely land a deal worth about $37 million, he already has something money can't buy.
What we did tonight can't be taken away from us. I don't know about the whole hero thing, but I know this national championship will be remembered for a long time in Louisiana. To do it in New Orleans is even more special.
Serbia has won the inaugural ATP Cup. Novak Djokovic led the way against Spain in the finals 2-1.
It has been an amazing event, traveling a couple of cities, having a fantastic support in Brisbane, Sydney, off the charts. I've never experienced such a support on my matches ever anywhere, and I've played for on the biggest stadiums in tennis, and this was something different. So I want to thank everybody for contributing to this victory on and off the court.
Played this year in Australia, the team competition featuring 24 nations came down to a thrilling final in Sydney. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.